How about a Skeens update? City Limits. Is he into his second inning yet?
He is, but Indy has been hitting around so much. It's 5-0. He just got back out on the mound.
Keep us updated. Be very curious. Maybe they'll lift him after 11 pitches.
Will do. He's at 13 right now.
13. He can't possibly go above 17, can he?
Not allowed.
I hope he goes at least 7. If he gets up to 70 or 75, then what's keeping him from the majors? Can somebody please tell me why?
Anyone? Well, because Anyone? Remember, he's not on the 5-day plan yet.
Oh, that's right. Here's a guy who was in the Air Force, spent time in the Air Force, but he can't get used to a 5-day-a-week schedule.
His training's not good enough, apparently.
He just has to learn that in Indianapolis and not Pittsburgh and elsewhere in the majors, because he couldn't possibly adjust to that quickly. I've had enough of this.
So how many innings is he through now?
He's currently in the second inning.
Yeah, he's just in. Through one.
I thought that was the second inning.
No, he's through one with two strikeouts and a fly out to the warning track.
Correct. Indy scored 4 in the top half of the fourth inning.
Let's go to the big boy.
There's currently a runner on third as this stream just reloaded.
Thank you,
City
Limits. One out,
runner on third, bottom second.
I don't care about the game. I care about him.
He might, yeah, but that might be his first run he gives up. The sack fly
here. It would be.
Sack fly here would be the first time he gives up a run.
City Limits.
That will delay his arrival at least 5 or 6 more weeks.
We've had a lot of apologies today.
He gave up a run. He's not ready.
You accept apologies very nicely, I might add. Have you ever not accepted an apology?
Yes. There have been a couple of occasions I have. Thankfully not here yet.
Can you give us an example?
From friends. I can't pull one off the top of my head, but Skeens did just strike a guy out.
I'm sorry, City Limits, and you said I don't accept?
No, it's probably a little bit more stern of a conversation than that.
Yeah. Paul, do you accept apologies usually?
Yeah, I'm easy to get along with. I think that's one of the things that most people don't know about me. Is that, yeah, you know, I huff and puff a lot, and, you know, I rant a lot, and things irritate me quick, and I have a quick fuse sometimes, but I'm pretty laid back. I don't let a lot of stuff get to me.
And there it is.
Are you believing this limits?
There it is. The first run that Paul Skeens has allowed all season.
Send him
season,
the double A.
And it was a single. The guy got thrown out at second. So RBI single with 2 outs, bottom of the second inning. Paul Skeens has given up a run. He must not be ready.
No, not even close. Let's go to the big boy. We're being rude by keeping him waiting. That's Mark Cabali. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hello, big boy. How are you?
Good. Are you going to apologize for making me wait 7 minutes here, listening to you guys banter about Paul Skeens?
No, because we're still getting you back for being late to your first appearance on our show.
That's good. That's good, because I wasn't going to accept your apology anyways.
Sure. Are you on video right now? Is he on video?
Yes, I see him.
Where can people watch
that? I see the top of your head.
I don't see him.
The 93.7 The Fan live video feed.
Where, can we see him, or he just sees us?
I see you.
I'm looking. Wait, I'm looking.
Can't see him.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at the video feed, and I don't see him. Is he on it?
He is. It probably just needs to reload.
Needs to reload, Paul.
On your computer.
93.7thefan.com is where people can watch that.
So they can watch it at 93.7thefan.com.
Very handsome man, Mark Cabali. So if you're only listening, you'll definitely want to tune in.
Is he wearing the McKee Sport Portview Cubs hat
that
again?
That was great last week. You wearing that again?
Bulldogs.
Portview Bulldogs. Oh, there he is. It looks like he's wearing an Army hat or an Appalachian State hat. What is that?
I think it's called the Athletic hat.
Okay, the Athletic hat. I'm sorry. He's representing. Look at this guy.
I can't see him.
You know, Austin was telling me that you guys don't give him any fan garb. What's up with that?
Not up to us. He can get fan garb.
I'm not the marketing guy.
Who are they going to pick with their first pick? Big boy, who are they taking and who should they take?
Paul Skeens, maybe?
What a
who
jerk.
Knows, man? We're going to have to see how this draft pans out, man. There's a handful of guys that they would love to have, but you don't know how this is going to break, man. You could have 6 quarterbacks taking the first 10 picks and throws everything off. You have people trading up to get tackles.
No, give us a pick with their first pick, will you?
Well, you – talk to me around pick 10, 11, or 12, and I'll have a better sense. I mean, the only thing I could tell you right now is I mean, that everybody knows the same thing. I mean, they want a tackle. They need a center. They need a wide receiver. So whoever's there at that point, they're going to make the move to be able to get that guy that they want. The best case scenario right there. I still think it's going to be a tackle. It depends who falls there, if they're going to move up or if they stay at 20. I mean, I like J.C. Latham, but he might be gone before that.
If J.C. Latham is on the board, you think they will take him and you would take him?
I would take him. Not only that, they'd probably go up and have to go get him because Cincinnati's at 18. I would be shocked if Cincinnati would not take him at 18. So that's one of the few guys that I would move up to go get. I wouldn't move back. I mean, it seems like that's crazy to me because you want a guy right now. I mean, you got to be 100% sure your guy is going to be there at 23, 24 if you drop back. So you better be – you're pretty much saying you're thinking one of those centers is going to be there at 23, 24 if you're moving back. I like to move up a handful of spots or stay put. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
Well, how many mock drafts have you done?
Maybe two, three max, maybe.
Okay, so in your do you continue to come to the same conclusion that it's going to be a tackle?
Yeah, I've been on that bandwagon early on. Maybe the first one might have been a defensive lineman, you know, right after the season. But after that, I'm pretty much on the tackle bandwagon here because, I mean, no matter who you get, I mean, even if it's Amarius Mims, I mean, why all of a sudden are we so enamored about a guy with a 21-year-old with only 8 starts? That sounds like Broderick Jones to me. And you don't need Amarius Mims to start day one. He could start game 8 or 9. You got Dan Moore sitting there. I know everybody hates him, but he's not as bad as many people believe he's out to be. So I don't see anything wrong with him at 20, but I think you need a tackle. I mean, they've talked so much about building out that offensive line, and you need another piece or two. I just don't think center is a good value at 20. Maybe later on, maybe second round, but I just don't like a center at 20. I don't like a guy that can play multiple positions who hasn't played center since freshman, being your 20th overall pick. So I'm still liking tackle. I mean, there's a handful of them. There's 3, 4, 5 of them. There will likely one of them was going to be there at 20.
What do you make of reports that Brandon Ayuk is out there for the taking? Now I'm looking at the video of us. This is tremendous. You look great today, Dr. Welby. You really do. Ayuk,
I look cleaned up.
You really do. You have the little goatee going. So Ayuk for the 20th pick, and then Jeremy Fowler also says the Steelers would be a suitor on draft day potentially for Cortland Sutton if Denver decides to trade him. Would you make either one of those trades, and do you think it could happen?
Why not both, right? Get both of them in here.
Hey, they got two quarterbacks in here that nobody thought they'd get either one.
You're right. I mean, I will never say never with anything when it comes to this team we saw over the past year, at least past over 2 months. So I'm not saying absolutely not. But I don't think it's the issue with Ayuk is twofold. It's first of all, does 49ers want to trade him? And second of all, and maybe the biggest thing is on the back end of it. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown just got paid $30 million a year. I mean, you're going to have to
that's life in the big city. Pay him.
Okay, but are you willing to do that? That's the question. I don't care if you're giving up a first-round pick this year, next year, or whatever. That's insignificant to me if you're getting a guy like IU. It's are you willing to pay a guy $26, $27, $30 million a year, a 3-year, $100 million deal or whatever it might be, 4 for $110 or whatever, to be your number two guy at this moment? I mean, at that point, you're thinking George Pickens is out the door. That's the biggest issue with me. I assume that there is going to be some sort of movement with a wide receiver more than just drafting one in the second or third round. I wouldn't be shocked if they acquired somebody because, I mean, that is a position that's just glaring out there that they need somebody now. They don't need somebody that might be okay, you know, a year from now. So I think a lot of it has to do with contract. I mean, be honest with you. Plus, this has to be done before you even acquire him, Joe. I don't think it's the draft day type of thing. I mean, you have to have not only the trade in place for a guy like Ayuk, but you better have that contract in place, too, of a sign and trade type of issue. And that's a lot to deal with. So I'm not saying no, but I just think it's a long shot at this point.
We have talked a lot about a lot of different scenarios. Are you starting to believe that Herbig is going to be the starting center of this team in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, at least until he proves that he can't do it, right? Maybe he proves he can't do it in preseason. But, I mean, they got – I guess you have five. They always talk about they have position flexibility there, and they got four guys, I guess, that can play center with Herbig and James Daniels and Spencer Anderson and Ryan McCollum. There's a name for you. But all four of those guys combined might have 100 career snaps in the pros at center. So I don't know if I want that, to be honest with you. But Herbig is a guy that, you know, he's a big guy. He can put him at center. He's only played 60 snaps there. If he comes out and plays average to above average, okay, you can go with him. But if he comes out and just like, wow, he's like Kedrick Green type of situation where, wow, this guy is just not going to work, you're going to have to make some sort of move here, because I don't think you can – you don't want to move James Daniel to center. I don't. Spencer Anderson played five college games at center and none in the NFL yet a snap. And Ryan McCollum, he's bounced around to three or four different teams, and he might have the most experience out of them all, and he has 100 snaps. So they're going to wait and see, I think, if they don't draft one. So that's the way I could say maybe it's a Connor Williams in August or September if Herbig fails. But right now, I think Herbig is your guy.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Mark Cabali on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. So I think Schefter reported today no fifth-year option for Fields. We already knew that. What do you expect to happen with him then in terms of contract? And then what about Najee? Is it just a foregone conclusion that he will get his fifth-year option?
I think so. Najee's number is not huge. I mean, you give him $6 million, I think that's the fifth-year option, a little bit over maybe. So I don't think that's a big issue. You just ensure he's here for another year or so. I wouldn't do anything after that maybe. I wouldn't franchise tag him 2 years from now. So I think that's maybe not – the decision's already made. They're just not telling us. But I think they'll pick up his fifth-year option. For Fields, I mean, you can't pick up his fifth. I mean, that's $26 million.
Right.
But, you know, this is where – they get into a little bit of a trouble here where they don't negotiate in season. So you're going to have to make a decision on Justin Fields by September 10th, right? If you want to add a Jordan Love type of extension there, 3 years, 12 minutes, whatever it might be to be able to bring him back. But then you're taking a chance that he might not pan out to what you want to. So I think they will. I think you just can't acquire Justin Fields and let him have the opportunity to hit free agency after 3 weeks in the building or 3 months in the building. So I think a contract extension will come at some point there, which would be crazy, where your backup quarterback's officially getting paid more than your starter by your team. But I think this year for Justin Fields is a filling out period. Can he be that guy? Can we turn him into a good quarterback? Is he an option for the long-term future? It's a good situation other than the contract, you know. I mean, you don't want to hit free agency next year, because if he does look decent, then you know what? He's going to get paid a ton of money somewhere else.
Well, that's what I said. If you were Justin Fields, if you were advising him, would you say to yourself, would you say to him, listen, if the Steelers offer you, say, a two-year deal, I don't know, what do you think a two-year deal would look like? Maybe like the Mason Rudolph deal, like $14 million or something? Wasn't that what it was?
12, some 10, 12, yeah. 14, something like that.
Right, so say 2 years, $14 million. If you're his agent, would you say, you know what, you should take that $14 million, or would you say, you might as well wait to the end to see, because if you play this year and you play well, you're going to get paid a lot more. What would you do?
Yeah, that's a tough situation. You're either betting on yourself that you're going to get paid a bunch at the end of this, or it's hard to give up $12 million when I think your salary so far has been what, five maybe total career earnings, something like that. So that's a real tough situation if somebody's giving you $12 million to say, well, we'll wait and see. And if I stink, then I get nothing. So I don't know. He has to have a lot of faith in himself. I guess some of it has to do with what he feels or what his camp feels about Russell Wilson. Is he a one and done-er? Is he a 3 or 4 year type of guy too? If you're Justin Fields and saying this guy's going to be here 3 years, I'm not staying here. Forget this. I'm not signing. I'm moving on next year. But I would probably take the money and bite the bullet for a year, maybe try to get out of it after a year, some kind of player option after a year, just so the Steelers are safe on one end that he's not leaving after the season, but he can get somehow get some money as well. Because like I said, I mean, it's hard to pass up money when you don't have any.
Paul, may I indulge the big boy in a game of free association?
Yes.
Did you ever say no before, Paul, when he asked you that?
Well, I mean, it's always very entertaining.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All righty, here we go. Who's the starting receiver next to Pickens next year? Ayuk, Sutton, Boyd, a different vet, somebody already on the roster, or a rookie? Good question, ain't it?
I'm going to say somebody not who you mentioned and not on the roster. I think they're going to acquire somebody, but it's just not going to be somebody that we're thinking of.
So a different vet.
Yes.
Yeah, that was included there. All you had to say was a different vet.
You gave me like 13 options, man. Come on.
I tried to make it easy, and you made it hard.
Because, you know, you have to be very simple. Two options, 13, I forgot, and I lost my train of thought.
Anybody in mind in particular there, if Boyd's not the guy?
Not really. I mean, I always liked Brandon Cooks in Dallas, but I mean, I'm just 100% speculating that he would even be wanting to move on. He's on the final year of his deal. But if you can get a guy of that ilk to come, not really expensive, a vet, I would love to have him.
Do you miss Ron Cooks?
Oh, he texted me the other day telling me how he was lean, mean, bronze, and sexy or something like that. And I was like, okay.
I'll tell you what, he lost 10 pounds. He's very tan. And all he does is read books and drink. That's it.
That's what, apparently he walks like 7 miles a day. I asked him if he got any lady friends down there, and he said no, which is kind of surprising.
I think he's going to get one, Paul. I think Ron may have another marriage in him. How do you like that? How do you like that call?
I disagree with that completely.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, I could see that.
Big boy, you agree with that?
Yes, hey, if he's lean, mean, and bronze, and whatever he was texting me, and I was kind of freaked out by the bronzing part, but whatever.
He also took care of his back care. I'm not supposed to say that, but I think he did.
Well, that's because he's on the beach, and he's got his shirt off.
Cavalli silent. All right, back to the game. If Brock Bauer somehow slips to the Steelers at 20, you would run to the podium to take him.
First of all, I'm not running anywhere myself.
This answer is already too long.
Potentially, because I think he's more of a wide receiver than he is a tight end.
Center, the next center on this team will be a vet, a draft pick, or somebody already on the roster.
Draft pick.
Broderick Jones will play left tackle this season.
Yes.
Who will play right tackle?
Whoever they draft. Well, Dan Moore / whoever they draft.
Who's the top center on the board in your not so humble opinion?
Oh, Zach Frazier.
You say that as if it's a foregone conclusion. Please explain yourself in one sentence.
That would be breaking the rules, Joe.
He's better than any other center?
I'd be breaking the rules. Adam Crowley told me he's good, so that's what I said.
He actually watches West Virginia very closely. The top tackle that's realistic on the board for the Steelers. Who's going to be the best guy?
I think J.C. Latham, but he's going to have to fall just a tad. So he could be there, but he could not either. So
they'll take a quarterback somewhere in this draft.
No.
If they did, who would be a good mid-round guy to take a chance on? Paul Zeiss's Florida State guy?
Ooh, Travis, what's his name again from Florida State? Travis Jordan, is that his name? Jordan, well, I don't know.
Jordan,
maybe
Travis.
Spencer Rattler.
Jordan Travis.
No, I was just watching about Cameron Jordan and Jordan Cameron from the 2010 draft, and I got mixed up. I don't know. Spencer Rattler a little too smart. I'd say the Paul Zeiss Florida State guy.
I was just going to say the two names that I do not want to hear are either Bo Nix or Spencer Rattler. As long as the Steelers don't end up with one of those two, I'm okay with whatever.
Spencer Rattler might be 34 right now, right?
Yes, and he stinks.
He seems like he's been in.
He's older than Kenny Pickett right
he's
now.
He's no good.
Who's the most important person in the Steelers draft room, the most influential voice? Is it Tomlin, as we assume, Omar Khan, Andy Weidel? Which one?
It might be Art, but I'm not going to go there. But I'll say Tomlin.
Okay, let me define that. Art is the most influential in terms of if there's a dispute, he has veto power, right? But who's the voice that's heard the most? Who's making the picks? Who's making the picks for the Steelers?
I think it would be Tomlin. I think Andy will suggest it from the scouting department, but I think the ultimate decision is Tomlin.
Thank you, doctor. You can go. Hey, you can go now.
Hey, I really appreciated your Army hat.
The athletic Army hat, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm going to join you. All right, fellas.
Bye.
See you, buddy. What a nice man he is, huh, Paul?
Did he say goodbye to Rivers?